For hear the Lord say, there is coming a redefining to humanity of what the church is, the true message of Christ. This will not be seen to start with by the multitudes, but is growing in places, in secret places across the land, in private places of worship and small gatherings. People that are asking for more of me. I'm coming in their lives and placing upon them a burden that they will not be able to escape. Do not ask for this. Do not ask for more of me, saith the Spirit of the Lord, if you are not serious. Because I will come to you, and I will invade your life, and I will even at times inconvenience your life for more of me, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For those who ask and those who seek and those who knock, they will be answered. They will find, and it will be opened unto them. But the defining of how that I will come to start with for many of you will be a difference in your life that will redefine many places of your life. Some are in a quandary, believing that your heart is petitioning me for more of me, saith the Lord, and yet not fully persuaded if you're able to make the journey of commitment and inconvenience. But I say unto you that for those of you that will invest yourself, I will multiply your time. What took you hours will only be moments. What occupied hours of brain time and searching will come through my authority, and much will be given to you to dictate through the Spirit and to accomplish more, even to the extent that more time will be given to you, that you'll have leftover time. The temptation will be to do more in the natural with what time you have. But I say unto you, saith the Spirit of the Lord, that I'm going to sow in your life the benefits. You'll reap the benefits of having more authority over your time. Use your time wisely and redeem the time, saith the Lord. Spend more time in presence and in intimacy and in fellowship with me, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For I am seeking to redefine what Christianity looks like. The world has seen a powerless, sin-filled church that is more of a country club and something to belong to than a viable, Spirit-filled, righteous, walking church filled with Jesus. Many of your friends and many of your acquaintances do not even know that you go to a place like this that is seeking an outpouring to change the world. That is going to change. Do not ask for this unless you're ready to be inconvenienced. But you will at some point have to make a choice. Either you'll harden your heart and live in a place where you make up your mind to settle for second best, or else you will choose to go all the way with me, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Mahala edia sekeresti dioto keristete. Yes, sir. Please don't make me say that, Lord. Some of you, and even many of you that are standing here today, will not be here in time to come. you'll choose another path. You'll choose a more convenient path. But for those who will stay, the reward will be great. Do not settle in these final hours for anything less than perfect, saith the Spirit of the Lord. As I have said in another place, that a very subtle attack is coming, and I will say in this place, I will herald that and say a second to that, that there is a subtle attack coming to the body of Christ, to those who are called revivalist. Do not settle for second best. Do not go another way. Do not choose another purpose. Do not figure out another route. Stay in my presence. Stay in fastings. Stay in prayers. The earth has never seen in 2,000 years a group that will emerge like you will emerge. Mahale efra koresketeti. I am not saying to you that you will get smaller, but if you do get smaller, if this house gets smaller and even whittles down to even a smaller number, do not fear and do not relent. Increase, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not say within your heart, I have heard these things before. And oh, I hear them again saying, being said again today. Do not harden your heart, saith the Spirit of grace. For these things are being said to you because I love you and because I have found a place within your hearts as a group of people that I can say these things. And if a man bears fruit, did I not say that I will come and purge that man, that woman, that they would bear more fruit, saith the Spirit of grace. You are my hope in the earth. I have no second plan. For those of you who are watching and those that are in here, this is all one prophecy to everyone. Mahala Esetidie. And as he said to this group, so he says to you, many of you that are watching, some of you, if you do not garrison your hearts, you will not be here a year from now. Mahale ifrando ediasate, yes, sir. But I will keep you, says the Spirit of grace. I will hedge you in. Some things are coming that will sparkle, and some things with glitz, and some things that will resemble almost the closeness of power that we are seeking God for. It will have a great resemblance to this calling. And yet I say unto you, do not take that door. Do not take that door. Don't go that path. The doctrine is not as sure. The path is not as filled with righteousness and godly integrity. Stay on this path, saith the Spirit of grace. This is the path of the apostles. This is the path laid down by the foundation of your apostle, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Do not choose the easy route. I will vitalize, I will bring vitality to your spirit. Don't be lazy in your spirit. Don't take the easy route. Don't expect someone to do it for you. He who has ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. I'm calling all of you as sons and daughters, as priests and priestesses, to stand before me. Whatever your part is on a daily basis, it's vital to this. You add to the river. Your stream adds to the river, says the Spirit of grace. It may not be the hours that your pastor is praying. It may not be the hours that some of your leaders are praying. But if you are obedient, truly obedient to what I've asked you to do, then you're doing your part. But lay down excuses. Lay down excuses of why you cannot pray. Why you cannot be in church more. Lay down excuses. Jesus, really. For many of you have said, I've received this clearance from the Lord. I've heard from God. Go back and recheck the voice. Now that you are more mature and deader, none are completely dead yet to the things of the flesh, not even the one speaking presently. But the dead, the more dead you are to the flesh, the clearer my voice comes. You have two voices speaking to you, the voice of the flesh, which will often describe or camouflage itself as the voice of the Spirit. But the deeper you go in me, the more you will be able to distinguish whether it is you pacifying your flesh and giving an excuse of why you cannot pray more, or whether it is truly my Spirit giving you a good conscience concerning the activities of your life. Follow me in the days ahead. You have no idea how much I need you. You call upon me and call me Lord and Master, and so I am, saith the Spirit of grace, to provide for you. But I turn and say to you, I have no hope in the earth except you on this plane. This is your part. This is your assignment in the earth to receive this outpouring. Much of my church will never progress past programs, and I will bless them 100-fold where they're at, but they will never progress. It will do you no good to look at certain churches and say, Lord, pour out your Spirit, because some of them, though the pastor is saved and the people are saved, they'll never go past programs. That's all they'll ever see. And I will take a great multitude in the harvest from them. But understand this, if you have heard with your ears this journey, then you've heard, come up higher, saith the Spirit of grace. And for you, I'm laying my hand upon you to come up into a place where your eyes see. They see the truth, and your ears hear the truth, and you will never be satisfied with programs, saith the Spirit of grace. You are my prize in the earth. In all correction that I ever give you, I give you, desiring for you to know my affirmation and my love and my hope for you. There is no plan B. There is no secondary choice. Yes, sir. Many have said that if I fail, then the Lord will raise up someone behind me. This is foolishness, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For when I take a man or a congregation and groom them for 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years and bring them to a place of fruition where they can bring forth, if they stop their journey, or if they turn, or if a man called or a woman called stops and turns aside, I have no other plan, for I have groomed them for decades for a purpose. I cannot raise up overnight someone that has no knowledge, someone who has no strength in prayer, someone who has not grown up in maturity. It's you or else. saith the Spirit of grace. If you fail in this assignment, then it will be many, 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 many more decades for this region. But the time is now, and the time is short. Stay in your place and stay in your assignment, saith the Spirit of grace.